From within the shadow of the Golden Circle Cannery in beautiful downtown Northgate, it's a blather on Ratbag Radio. Dave Riley speaking. In today's show, I'm trying to do the best I can to make this episode as audibly sanctious as I possibly can. Audibly sanctious? Well, I'm trying to get good quality. And I haven't been getting good quality of late, as my regular listeners will note. Because the challenge has always been to try and understand how sound squeezes through this little microphone stuck in front of me to your ears and all the various options I have to make that happen, to make smaller files and bigger files and better sound quality and some of the other bits and pieces like that. I'm trying to make the best within my limited knowledge and so that I can comprehend as best I can which way to go. And that's what I'm trying to do, and I hope today's episode is going to be better than previously been the case. So I have a new approach, I've got a different hookup here, and I'm doing my darndest to make it sound real good. I was casting around for an anxiety option in regard to all our current standard operational fears. I don't have a name for all of the disorders we are supposed to all share, but I'm led to believe that Islamophobia is good for all occasions and is well ahead of the rest of the pack. When stuck with the challenge of putting a name to any free-ranging angst, then your preferred phobic option, I understand, should be blamed on the Prophet Muhammad. Gone are the days when some wise live-in family sage will pass on such gems as, "Don't put that in your mouth, some Chinaman could have been wiping his bum with it," or, "Ah, that looks more Protestant." Instead, the word about is of Allah and how far you can stretch your Islamophobia to a marked homily. Somewhere there's supposed to be a lesson, and once heard, you're supposed to take it to heart. But this penchant for Islamically driven fears obscures the real game that's afoot, and instead of fearing Islam, and being Islamophobic, as we part-time shrinks iterate, we should instead skip such an aside and go straight to the mother of all such dread, arachnophobia. I would like you to note the fact that herein I have described a new disease entity, fear of the war on terrorism itself. This pathological entity has, of course, reached pandemic proportions as incidents of its spread become more evident each time the daily press is consulted. Of course, some of its earliest manifestations were recorded among the residents of Baghdad. Further groundbreaking research was later conducted in the city of Fallujah, and now the population of London, most recently, has been similarly afflicted. Unfortunately, despite its pervasiveness, arachnophobia is seldom talked about. It should be, because the war on terrorism scares the bejeebus out of me.
Did you know that there are three major changes contained in these new industrial proposals? Did you know that?
I estimate that maybe a cardinal figure of such numerate proportions was involved.
There's three, see. One, two, three. 'Tis an industrial trinity. 'Cause they gotta come together to work their magic.
Oh, they sure do.
It's spiritual. Very, very spiritual.
Wow. I mean, wow.
The first one is one single national industrial relations system. One single unitary national industrial relations system.
No more flow-ons. No more flow-ons, you mean?
That's so right. There'll be UC and there'll be them in mutual agreement. Battlers and bosses. It'll be consensual, all together under the Sutton Cross. One big conjugation.
All for one for all, one big union.
No, not a union.
Oh.
But there's more. I said they were free, didn't I? That's only number one. As well as offering one single unitary industrial relations system, you'll also receive, as part of the same industrial package, an on-the-job, do-it-yourself, user-friendly, flexible wages and conditions interface tailored to your individual needs.
I don't quite follow you there.
Well, it will be so simple that even you can do it. It will be so simple that you'll want to do it. It will be so simple that even a child could do it. Assuming we were employing them, but hey, it's still early days.
Do what?
Negotiate your very own boutique.
My own what?
Award. Well, contract. But we won't be calling it that. Boutique award has a nice ring to it, don't you think? Very evocative. But hey, what could be simpler? No smoke and mirrors. You yourself get to lay your cards on the table and talk to...
What, with the boss?
With the very same, up close and
personal. Wow.
You'll be somebody. You'll be your own man or lady, whatever the case may be.
My own man, you say?
The very same. Interfacing, doing lunch, chewing the fat.
Across the table.
Ah, partners under the southern
cross. Did say it was spiritual.
Oh my, yes. You have to believe. The true measure of the worth of any industrial relations system is its contribution to the economic strength of a nation. And that is why we need to believe this new system will deliver more jobs and higher wages.
It will it?
Of course it will. Why do you think we bother with all this stuff?
Oh,
yes. You have to look at the big picture.
But how do these changes deliver more jobs and higher wages?
Oh, they just do. You need to believe. Trust me.
Oh, right. Sorry, I forgot.
And the third and final change is to better balance the unfair dismissal laws.
How's that done?
We make them fairer and less unjust.
By making dismissal more just. Right?
Exactly. Now you're getting the hang of it. Well, that's your lot for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. To get it next week, and to ensure that you're going to get it next week, make certain you subscribe going to ratbagradio.blogspot.com. That's ratbagradio.blogspot.com, and subscribing. You can also access the show notes there, which carry little details that go with the program. And if you want to contact Rat Bad Radio and tell us what you think, or you have suggestions, or you have something special that you'd like to contribute to the program, you can contact us at ratbagradio@yahoo.com.au. That's ratbagradio@yahoo.com.au. So, see you next time.
Rat Bag Radio, keeping an ear
out for you.
An ear out for you. An ear out for you. An ear out.
Oh, my God.